there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. It is the third week of Lent, March the 4th. It's a Monday. My name is Gary Zimek. So glad to be with you here. By the way, the Give Up Worry for Lent tour of 2024 is in swing now. I'm all over the place, and I'm just so glad to be able to continue to spread the good news, to travel around, and to meet so many people like you. If you're going to be in my area, in the area where I'll be speaking, I would love to have you stop by. You can check out my schedule by going to followingthetruth.com. The response so far has been overwhelming, and I'm so grateful to be able to do what I do. I'm also grateful, I'm getting a little excited, I'm speaking a little fast, grateful to have this connection with you through this podcast and through my daily email reflection. Just a reminder, if you would like to get on board with the daily email reflection, and right now we are walking through the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, just go to followingthetruth.com and either the box will pop up asking you, do you want to subscribe to Gary's daily newsletter or reflection? Or you can go to one of the boxes up the top on the right-hand side of each page of the website says something to the effect of sign up for Gary's daily email reflection. All you need to do is put your email address in and you'll get an email from me once a day. Right now, again, we're going through Give Up Worry for Lent. We will be shifting after Easter to more of a Give Up Worry, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled theme. But if you'd like to sign up, this would be a good time to do it, followingthetruth.com. All right, let's get to the gospel from today's daily mass, rejecting the prophets. I mean, this is something that has been going on. You see it throughout the Old Testament, and we're going to see something. Jesus will make a point of this today in the gospel. Luke chapter 4, verses 24 through 30, Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." Now, this is interesting. What we see here is the rejection of Jesus by many people, but especially by his hometown people. They didn't want anything to do with him. They just felt, well, he's just Jesus. He's the local boy. Why should we listen to him? He's the carpenter's son. This guy's claiming to be the Messiah. Who the heck does he think he is? And this was the case so many times throughout history, the rejection of the prophets. Now, while that's all well and good, it's a good thing to understand, what does that have to do with us? Here's what it has to do with us. And I have a feeling you may have seen evidence of this or in your own life, or if you haven't, good chance you will. The hardest group when it comes to evangelizing, to sharing our faith, to reach, are those members of our family and our close friends and our neighbors. Why? Because we're nobody to them. We're just Gary or Joe or Carol or Susie. We're nobody special. They're not going to listen to us. So don't be offended if even members of your family, maybe your spouse, maybe your brothers or sisters, maybe your close friends, don't be offended when they don't want to hear what you have to say when it comes to Jesus. Sometimes it takes somebody else to get through to them. By all means, try, but don't take it personally. The Lord's going to try to get them, and he's going to use somebody else if necessary. This is common. The local prophets get rejected frequently. Jesus experienced this. Doesn't it only make sense that we'll experience it too? Don't be discouraged, okay? God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.